Today we are going to. Today we're going to do Daf Samach Zayin in Erevin. We're going to pick up from the either last line on Daf Samach Zayin, the top line of Samach Zayin, or else. Basically, what's going on over here is like this: we had a statement, we had a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel about whether or not you're able to be mevatel your reshus to when you go from one chatzar to another chatzar. That was the issue. And the question over here is, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's okay to be mevatel from reshus to reshus. Shmuel made a statement that you can't be mevatel from one reshus to another reshus. However, the question was, what is the case? Everybody agrees that in a case where you have two chatzeris running alongside one another, that you can't be mevatel from one chatzar to the other because there's no reason for them to be ma'ariv together. They don't need to be joined together. However, the machlokes over here started where you have one chatzar inside another chatzar. You have one chatzar that made their own Erev, and then another chatzar on the outside that made its own Erev. The question is whether or not they can join together, and if one of them forgot, whether or not they could be mevatel their reshus. Because the pnimi, the inside chatzar, the only way you can get to the mavui is going through the outside chatzar. So, according to Abaye, he said it's not a problem. Rava said, no, it depends. If you break down all the cases, you'll see that it's really not mutter most of the time, because either the Erev is not there, or the people that he's trying to be ma'arev with are not able to be mevatel mechatzar, according to Shmuel. Okay, so the Gemara then says the final case is that, let's say you have the chitzoino guys put their Erev into the pnimi, that's the case that we're talking about, and one of the outside guys forgot to contribute into the Erev. So he could be mevatel, even though he can't be mevatel mirishos the rishos, however, the panimi guys can say, we don't need you anymore. And that's the top case on Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, and that's the case according to Rava, that he will agree, even according to Shmuel Shita, will work. How is that? Zok the Gemara on Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, top line. Shachach Echad Menachitzayin. Now this is talking about where the Erev is contained inside the inner chatzar. And one of the outside guys forgot to contribute, which would theoretically mess up the Erev, the Loi Erev, and he didn't contribute to the Erev. Vaday Panim and Muteris, in that case, the inside chatzar is going to be mutter on its own. Why? Because they could lock the door and they could use inside, meaning they don't have to go to the outside. They become their own chatzar. Now, normally the problem was that the Erev wasn't in their reshus. In this case, it's not a problem because the Erev is inside the inner chatzar. And when you're talking about the outside guys ruining it, they say, listen, the chitzoina asur and the outside guys are going to be asur. They say, listen, I don't need you. The only purpose of making an Erev is to my benefit, and you guys are no longer to my benefit. In fact, you're to my detriment. So I don't want to have an Erev with you. So therefore, we lock the door and we just contain our Erev on the inside. Amar Rav Huna, Amalei Rav Huna, Bereid Rav Yeshua L'Rabba. So Rav Huna said to Rabba, V'chi shochach echad min apnimis v'loi Erev amai shnein asur. So one of the things was that the case prior was that if one of the inside guys had forgotten, so then everybody was going to be asur. The outside guys because the Erev's not there, and the inside guys because one of the inside guys tried to be forgot to contribute to the Erev, then it can't be mevatel his reshus. So Rav Huna asked, why are both of them also? Levatel bar pnimis to bar b'bnei pnimis. Let him be mevatel his reshus to the inside guys, which is fine. Now, what's the normal issue? Normally you have a problem, it can't be mevatel reshus to the reshus. The teisa chitzayin of etishtri b'hadayu. Instead of trying to be mevatel to the outside chatzar, because of the fact that the outside chatzar guys contributed to the inner chatzar, let the outside chatzar automatically be mutter with them. In other words, don't try to make it mutter to the outside chatzar. The outside chatzar will in fact stay usher, but let the outside chatzar guys be mevatel their reshus to the pnimi, and it should be, and everybody should be mutter in the pnimi again. So the Gemara says, "Kaman Rabbi Eliezer, you're asking this question only according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Omer that says." That I don't have to actually go over to each guy and say, okay, I'm being mevatel to you, I'm being mevatel to you. So when you're mevatel to the pnimi guys, you're automatically being mevatel to the chitzoina guys because they're already together, they're already joined up with the inside guys. So I just have to talk to my inside friends, and the outside guys are automatically included. However, kika amina, when did I say my halacha that it won't work to be mevatel the rabbanon? Dami tzarich levatel lechol echad ve'echad. It's going according to the rabbanon that say that you're being mevatel to each, that you need to be mevatel to each one. And since you need to be mevatel to each one, that means you're going to need to be mevatel to the chitzayin as well. And if you're being mevatel to the chitzoino, so now you can't be mevatel to the rishos, so it's not going to work. So according to Abayo, all the cases are okay. According to Rava, the only case that is able to, if somebody forgot to contribute, that there will be a bittul is only talking about where the eruv is on the inside, and one of the outside guys forgot, and we say, you know what, we don't need your bittul, stay out of it, we're going to have our own chater and we'll be okay. Okay, new gemara. Rav Chista kipogi b'hadi adodi, when they would meet up one another, so Rav Chista mar sen sifasei, his lips would tremble mimasnisa the Rav Sheshes from the Mishnayis, in other words, the Bekiyas of Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes knew all the Mishnayis, and Rashi explains that the problem was that Rav Chista would say something, Rav Sheshes would say to him, oh yeah, but what about this Mishnah, what about that Mishnah? So he was always afraid Rav Sheshes was going to ask him another kasha. Rav Sheshes on the other hand, mar sei kula gufa, his whole body would tremble me pupula de Rav Chista. Rav Chista was very deep and was able to ask very deep questions that Rav Sheshes was always afraid he wasn't going to understand to be able to answer properly. Alright, so they were afraid of the other one's Torah. So boy mine Rav Chista mi Rav Sheshes. Rav Chista asked Rav Sheshes, meaning Rav Sheshes who had the Bekiyas. So he asked him the following question. Shnei Botim, Mishnei Tzidei Rishos Arabim. You have two houses that are on either side of the Rishos Arabim. Really, right now, they have nothing to do with each other. Ubo Nochrim vehikifum mechitza b'Shabbos. And then Goyim came and put a mechitza around them on Shabbos itself, and now they become like one chater. Mao, what's the halacha? Since obviously they didn't make an eruv before Shabbos, and they want to be able to use the middle rishos because now there are walls there and it becomes like a rishos hayachid. So the question is, can one of them be mevatel his rishos to the other, so at least one of them gets the use of the middle rishos? So the Gemara says, Ali, but the Mandi Yomer ain't bitul rishos mechater lechater loytibayla. According to the Mandi Yomer, that says you can't be mevatel from one chaser to another chaser. That's talking about even when they had an opportunity to make an Erev Shabbos and they didn't. And even so, we say that you can't be mevatel from one rishos to another rishos. So over here also, they had nothing to do with each other. Certainly, they can't be mevatel. Hashtag, as the Gemara explains, hashtag the boyla ruvim asmal. They wanted to make an Erev from yesterday matzah ma'arvi. In a normal case, from one chaser to another, they would have been able to make an Erev. Amris, and even so, we say in the rishos mechaser lechaser, you still can't be mevatel from one to another. Halcha. In this case, where they were on either opposite sides of the Rishos HaRabim, the Yibayla Ruvah Me'esmal, if they wanted to make the Erev yesterday, they wouldn't have been able to even make an Erev, even if they wanted to, because they're there's Rishos HaRabim in between them. So like Kol Shekein, so over here also, certainly they wouldn't be able to make an Erev over here because they couldn't have made an Erev Shabbos, or couldn't, therefore there's no Bittul over here. Kiti Boiloch, so the only time I have a question, in other words, Rav Chista says, I have a question, is Ali B'daman Di'omar, Yesh Bittul Rishos Mechater L'Chater. Well, according to the Rav Yochanan, in other words, it says you could be Mepasa from one Chater to another Chater, even though you couldn't have been, you should have been an Erev Shabbos. However, the question is as follows. The Hasam, over there, in the case of a regular case, the Iboi Ruv and the Esmo, is because they could have made an Erev yesterday, they missed the opportunity, so Matam Arve, if they wanted to make an Erev yesterday, Matam Arve, they could make an Erev. So Bitula Nami Matam Mevatel, so we say similarly, you can be Mevatel on Shabbos itself. In other words, Bitul replaces the Erev chances. Aval Hocha, in this case, the Loi Matam Arve and the Esmo, over here where they couldn't have made an Erev yesterday even if they wanted to, so they don't have either ability, they can't make an Erev and they can't be Mavato either Rishos Erev Shabbos either, or until the Goyim made the Erev, so Betulei Nami Lo Imatzi Mavato. So therefore over here also, even after they put up the fence, they still can't make an Erev. Or maybe you say no, Lamaisa, right now you're able to do Bittul, so why not be able to do Bittul? So that was Rav Chista's question. So Rav Sheshes answered him, Ein Mavato in Mevatel. No, you can't be Mevatel because you couldn't have made the Erev yesterday. The two aren't connected Erev Shabbos. You can't start making the connection on Shabbos. Alright, what about the next case? Meis Nachri B'Shabbos. You had a case over here where, as Rashi says, they didn't make an Erev Shabbos and they had a Goy living in their Rishos and they didn't rent the Rishos from the Goy Erev Shabbos, so the Erev was completely bottled. However, the Goy went ahead and died on Shabbos, so now you don't have a Goy living there among them. So can the Yidden go ahead and do a bittul because they theoretically could have done an Erev or not? So Ma, what's the halacha over here after he's dead? According to the Mandi Yomer, that says they could have even done the rental on Shabbos itself. Remember, we saw on Samach Dalid or Samach Hay that if a guy shows up on Shabbos, you're able to rent the rishos from him and then do bittul. Loiti boyloch. So over here also, there's no question, of course you can do bittul. So hashta tarti yavdin, and over there you could do two things, meaning you can do the rental and bittul, so, and that was okay. Chodami boy, over here where it's just a matter of doing bittul, for sure it would be okay. When do you have a question at all? As I leave it on the Yomer, ain't Saifrain. According to the Mandi Yomer, it says you couldn't do the rental and the bittel. So Tarsi, Hudoy Avdina, is because it's two things. That's too problematic. That's why you can't make the bittel Hachoda Avdina. But if it's only one thing, meaning you're only doing the bittel itself, that's okay. Maybe it doesn't make a difference. Maybe you can't do a bittel on Shabbos when you're involved with the goy. So Amalei, Ani Oimer, Sir Rav Shesh has answered, Ani Oimer, Mevatlin. I say that you could be Mevatlin because you could have done bittel. You could do bittel with over here, so in a regular case with rental. So you could do bittel in this case also where the guy dies. Rav Nuna says you can't do bittel because since Rav Nuna says the ikar is whether or not you have the ability to do the erev Shabbos, and since according to Rashi, and since you couldn't have been you couldn't have made an erev Shabbos because there was a guy involved. So over here also you can't now that the guy is not even here, but also it's too late. This rishos wasn't the kind of rishos that bittel was going to work for. No, that's only by a ger. Only by a ger that dies, his property is not owned by anybody. But a regular guy, the Gemara in Kedushin darshins that there is a din of Yerusha by a guy. It does go to his next of kin. So, because we also learned that if a guy, even though the guy is dead and nobody's living here, but we learned that since the guy is possible for him to arrive on Shabbos, that will make it usher. It's only mutter. When do we say that if the guy is not here? Very good question. The only time we say that if a guy is not here, that we say it's okay and we don't have to worry about the guy's rishus, is only talking about where it's impossible for him to be there on Shabbos. We know, for example, that he went to Europe. He traveled someplace where he's too far away that he can't possibly come back on Shabbos. So, excellent. So then, in this case over here, even though the guy died, he may have a next of kin who's going to come and take over his rishos. So we have to be choishish. You're right. If this guy you happen to know that the person who theoretically would yarshin his rishos would not be able to arrive on Shabbos, then it would be similar to the fact that the guy is not here on Shabbos. But there's also another key difference in this case. In this case, the guy was here erev Shabbos. So once the guy was here erev Shabbos, he interfered with the ability to make an erev. So it would be similar, I guess. You're right. The question would probably be similar if what happens if you have a guy that's here on the beginning of Shabbos, he sleeps Friday night here, and then he leaves Shabbos afternoon, he packs up his bags, and he leaves in the middle of Shabbos. So that would be, you're right, that would be a very similar type of question. You're right, that's a good comparison. But point number one is that only a ger has no, if he never got married and had kids, has no relatives, but a guy does. And point number two is, it has to be in a situation where we know that the guy who or whoever is going to be the guy's representative is not going to be here at all on Shabbos in order for it to be mutter. And then third point was that over here he started Erev Shabbos, on Shabbos itself he was here. It's only a question of maybe Shabbos afternoon he left and he's not coming back. That's a different type of question, but he definitely interfered with the ability to make an Erev. All right, now we have another case. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Until now, we're still on the context of that a guy is, if he's in the Rishos, he makes it Osir. The question is, what is he using in the Rishos? So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Nachish yesh loy pesach arba al arba. So remember, we had this context before, much earlier in the Masechta, where if one person has the ability to enter into two different mavois, or two different chaseris. So if it's convenient for him to use the other chaser, he's not going to make you Osir in this chaser. So similarly over here, Nachish Yesh Le Pesach Arba Al Arba, he has an opening into our Rishos, but he also has an opening that's 4x4, meaning it's the proper size opening, Pesuach Lebiko, which opens up into a large valley, so he has a very nice, convenient backyard. So then, even if he's using the entrance into the Mavli all day, with camels and wagons the whole day, Kuloi, Derech Mavli, through the Mavli, so the Chayri you say, oh, you see, he's using the Mavli, you should make the Mavli Aser. Ein Oyser al B'nei Mavli, he doesn't make the people who live in the Mavli Aser. My Taima, what's the reasoning? The Pischa de Miyachid La, because he has an entrance that is special to him, Bahu Nichale, that he prefers. Since he has an opening, another opening, that works for him, and L'Chayra is even better for him because it goes out to the Bika, it's very nice, the valley. So therefore, even though he happens to also have an entrance to the Mavli, and even if he happens to use it, it's also going to be mutter. By the case that we had earlier in the Masechta where the Yid had two entrances, if he actually used the entrance into our Mavli, then he for sure ossered. Only what we were able to say was, you know what, use your other entrance and don't make us osser. That was what the Gemara earlier said. But here by the Goy, even if he actually uses our Mavui, you say, you know what, you really prefer the other Mavui, the other entrance, and you just happen to be using this entrance, it's not going to be a problem. So, that's talking about open into a valley. Iboilu, pasuach lekarpef. What if it's open into a karpef, as you remember, was a surrounded area, wasn't built ladira, but it's a big area, but smaller than just a wide opening. So now, what's the halacha over there? Does the guy prefer to use that opening? And if he does it make it mutter for us to use the mavi? So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Ami Mishnei de Ulfana. Ulfana Rashi says this from his Rebbe, who heard it from his Rebbe. So he says, Afilu pasul al karpef, even if it's only open to a karpef, also the guy would rather use that than use the mavi. So it's going to be mutter for us, because in other words, we view it as if the guy is not part of our mavi. Gemara then continues, says, Rabbah and Rav Yosef Amar Tavaya. Both Rabbah and Rav Yosef used to say, Nochri, by a guy, it depends like this. Depends on how large the area he's opening into. Beis Hosayim, if it's just a Beis Hosayim, which is considered a relatively small area, it's big, but it's a small area. So Oyster, then he answers on us, because he'll use the Mavi. Yosemri Beis Hosayim, but if the open area for him is more than two saw, ain't Oyster. He's not going to answer anymore, because he has this large area to use. The Yisroel, and by Yid, it's the other way around. Beis Hosayim, ain't Oyster. If it's only two saw, and it's built for Dira, so then the Yid is going to use that area, so he's not going to bother us. In other words, if he didn't join in our Erev, so he's not going to make us Oser. So Beis Hosayim, Oina Oser. If it's only two saw, then it doesn't Oser. Yosemri, because he can use it himself. Yosemri Beis Hosayim, but if his area is more than two saw, which the Yid himself wouldn't be able to use, Oser, then he would rather use our Mavoi, and he's going to make us Oser. So now, Boi Minei Rovo, Bar Chilkiyo Mirav Huno. So he asked Rav Huno, Pasuach Lekarpef Map. So again, he asked him, what if it's, again, in the case of the Goy, where it's open to a Karpef, is that area large enough to get the guy to move him off to that opening? Amar Lei, so he said, Hare Amru, so we just said, Beis Hosayim Oyser. It depends on whether it's a two saw, then by a Yid it's going to be Oyser. Yosemri Beis Hosayim Ein Oyser. Sorry, by two saw, it's only two saw, so he's not interested. Yosemri Beis Hosayim Ein Oyser. If it's more than two saw, it's not going to be a problem. He'll rather use that, and generally a karfef is less than two saw. Amar Ula, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, karfef Yosemri Beis Hosayim. Let's say you have a karfef, which is in fact more than two saw, shaloi hukaf ladira, and it's not there as a dira. Vafilu kur vafilu kuraim, even if it's actually very large. So now comes along Ula in the name of Rav Yochanan and says a very interesting thing. Even if it's a very large carpet, but the point is that it's walled. Hazoyrik l'toychei chayev. If you throw from a rishus harabim into that area, you're chayev. Because my taima mechitzoisi, because lamaisa it has walls, elish and bechuseres yorin, it just doesn't have anybody living there. However, midaraisa, by definition, the fact that it has walls surrounding an area makes it technically a rishus hayofid and not a rishus harabim, and therefore you're not allowed to throw from a rishus harabim into that area. So now, that's a statement you have to remember. We say that anytime it has a walled area around it, it's automatically considered rishus hayofid midaraisa. So masiv rafuna bachinino. So he asked him the following question, a long case over here. Sela Shabiyam. Let's say you have an ocean or a river, whatever, a large body of water, and there's a rock in the middle of that area. Now, the ocean is definitely considered a kamalis. The question is, what is this rock? So, Gavoya, Sarvarechiv Arba, if it's the rock itself is 10 tefachim high, and it's 4 amos wide, Ein Metaltalin Leiminet Min Teichaliyam, you can't carry from the rock into the ocean, v'loimin ayam l'taychay, or from that, for that matter, from the ocean into the rock, because you're going from a karmelis into a rishus hayachid. If it's 10 high and 4 wide, so then it's already rishus hayachid. Pachus mekan, if it's less than 10 tefachim high, so it's not a separate area, metabolin, then you are able to be, then you are allowed to carry, because now the rock is also a karmelis, so you're going from a karmelis to a karmelis. So ad kama, now how large can the rock be, and we say it's still okay, we said more than 4 is a problem, but how large can the rock be and still be okay? So we say, ad beis hosayim, it's less than two saw, so then it's okay to go from the rock to the ocean. Now, the Gemara wants to know a height. Which case are we saying that if it's more than two saw, or that it's going to be a problem? So, ilema ha-sefer, if it's going on the safer case, meaning that the rock is less than 10 tefachim high, so beis hosayim, tvei lo, you're saying that it's only okay to carry from the rock to the ocean if it's two saw, but not more. The karmelis, kamatalpali. What's the problem? If the rock is more than two saw, it's still a karmelis, and you're going from one karmelis to another karmelis, which is not osur midirabbanan. So why? So that can't be the case. El olav areisha, it's going on the reisha case, where it's a rishus hayachid, or it's more than 10 tefachim high, and we say that it's only mutter. It's mutter from the Right, but then we say it's only Usr because it's up to two Sa, but if it's more than two Sa, it's going to be Mutr. So how would we explain the Mishnah? The following. The Resha, Achikamar, Sela Shabiyam. If you have a rock in the ocean, Gavaya Asara, Roichiv Dalit. If it's 10 Tfachim high and 4 Amas wide, so Ematafu Loimi Teichel Yam, Loimi Yam, Teichel, you can't carry from one to the other, because again, it's a Kabbalist Risha Tayach. The Ad Kama. Now we're saying now we fit in the end of the Brisa. Ad Kama. How large? Up to how large can it be that it's a problem? Ad Beis Hasayim. It's up to Beis Hasayim. That's a problem. Yoizmi Beis Hasayim. But if it's more than two Sama Tafel, and then you're able to carry. So Almo Karmelisi. Then we consider it a Karmelis. So what do we see? We see that even though an area was once upon a time a Rishus Hayachid, now that it's more than two Sama, it turns from a Rishus Hayachid into a Karmelis. So to you have to do Rabbi Yochanan, so it shlugs up Rabbi Yochanan, because according to Rabbi Yochanan, once an area is considered a Rishus HaYachid, it remains a Rishus HaYachid no matter how large it is, because Rabbi Yochanan's case was that even though he had a walled area, even larger than two core, is still going to be considered a Rishus HaYachid. And here we're saying that if it gets larger than a certain area, it becomes mutter. So how do we explain that? So Amar Rava, Mandala Yodah Terutzim Esnaisa, whoever, a guy who doesn't understand how to answer Mishnayos, asks questions to Rabbi Yochanan. Meaning, you don't understand. There's a complete difference over here, so it's not a question at all. How is that? Lo'ilom Aresha. Really, you're right, it is going on the Resha. In other words, it's talking about that if it's it was the Rishus HaYachid, and now, but it only applies if it's up to two Sa'. V'hachi kamar. Money means to say like this. Ha'besoichoi. It's not talking about carrying from the rock into the ocean, but rather to talk about carrying on the rock itself. What it means to say is, of course, to go from the rock into the Karmelis is going to be a problem, because the rock is technically a Rishus HaYochid. However, but now that it's such a large area, metalphalin, you're allowed to carry, because if it's only up to two Sa, metalphalin you can carry because it's a Rishus HaYochid. But how large of an area can you still carry within the rock itself? Ad Beis Hasayim. It's only talking about if it's up to two Sa, because once it's more than two Sa, so then it becomes a Karmelis, and the Rabban and Agoyz are on a Karmelis to carry, even though Midaraisa, it's still a Rishos HaYochid. And of course, to go from the Rishos HaYochid either to a Karmelis to Rishos HaRavim is going to be a problem. However, to the question over here, the way Rava explains it, we're talking about over here that it's a question of carrying within the Rishos itself. Ravashi says, no, we can also be talking about the Resha, and the area, and the issue is going from the rock into the Karmelis. Now this whole business of carrying Dalet Amas in a Karmelis is only a Dinder Rabbanan. And the issue of carrying from a Rishus HaYochid into a Karmelis is also a Dinder Rabbanan. So the Rabbanan are able to say when their Gezeris apply. First, on the one hand, the Rabbanan said, you're not allowed to carry in an area that's a karfeit, that's not meant for living, meaning it's not a Rishus HaYochid, and it's not a Rishus. They also said that you can't aim a tafel and buy Yalab Dalet Amas. They said you're limited in carrying Dalet Amas. That's one halacha the Chachamim said. The Hainam, and the Chachamim also said, aim a tafel and Rishus HaYochid with Karmelis, but you're not allowed to carry from a Rishus HaYochid into a Karmelis. So, Beis HaSayim, Deshari, Letel Tule, Bekule. So we say over here, in an area when it's up to Beis HaSayim, where it's going to be considered Mamash Rishus HaYochid, and you're allowed to carry in the whole area, so Asir Rabbanan Letel Tule, the Rabbanan said that it's Asir, Loimin Ayam Letarichov, Loimin Tarichov Yam, then that's where they say, you know what, it looks like a Rishus HaYochid, it feels like a Rishus HaYochid, i.e. it is a Rishus HaYochid, so therefore we're going to Asir going from the Karmelis, which is the Karmelis, the Yam, to the Rishus HaYochid, that's why it's going to be Asir. My time of Rishus HaYochid Gemurihi, it's Mamash Rishus HaYochid, so therefore, of course, the Rabbanan are maintaining their Isser of carrying from a Rishus HaYochid into a Karmelis. Yoyitzer Mebeis HaSayim, but if the area is more than two Saw, the Asur LaTaltula B'Kuloi, now it's Asur to carry in the entire area more than Dalet Amas, so now it really looks like a Karmelis, even though technically Midaraisa is Rishus HaYochid. But it looks like a Karmelis. So Sharu Rabbanu L'Tatula Mitoichal Yam V'Neyam L'Toichoy. And now the Rabbanan say, okay, fine, Lamaisa, it looks more like a Karmelis. We're not going to ask you carrying from this Rishus into a Karmelis. Now, of course, to go into a Rishus HaRabim, and to go from a Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid, that's also Midaraisa. So we don't have to ask her. Of course, that's going to be Asur. But if here, where it looks like a Karmelis, and you're anyway only going to a Karmelis, so the Rabbanan say, you know what, over here, we're not going to ask her. My time, Because what's the whole issue? Why do we usually say that it's usur? It's prohibited to carry from a Rishos HaYachid or into a Karmelis. My time is Zimma Amr Rishos HaYachid Gemuri. He will think that it's a real Rishos HaYachid. But also L'tatula V'kula, you're going to end up carrying the whole area. In other words, if we don't permit you to carry from this rock into the Rishos, into the Karmelis, we're going to say, why is it usur? It must be because it's a Rishos HaYachid. Oh, if it's a Rishos HaYachid, I'm allowed to carry. And they're going to end up carrying in the Rishos HaYachid itself. They're going to end up carrying in an area that looks like a Karmelis. And the Rabbanan would rather protect the Karmelis issue. In other words, they'd rather you be usur in carrying Daladamas than worrying about carrying from this Rishos into a Karmelis. Why? Umayshna, Toichoi, the difference is that carrying within the Daladamas Shchichi, to carry on the rock itself, that's going to be usur. That's not a normal occurrence. And therefore, we don't have to worry about, if we say it's mutter over here, somebody's going to think that it's mutter in another case. So therefore, we'd rather protect the issur of carrying within Daladamas in an area that looks like a Karmelis than protect the one-off scenario where you have a rock in the middle of an ocean, Rashi says, which is completely nashchiach, and it's such a large area, that we don't have to worry that you're going to carry, that carrying from the rock into the ocean or the ocean into the rock is going to make people confused and therefore apply it to other halachas which are really, really usur. So therefore, we're going to say that it's going to be mutter in order to, it's mutter to carry into the ocean in order for us to be able to then turn around and say that it is usur to carry within Shalodamas. Right. You have to stop or you can go for one more minute. What? Okay. Hahu Yanuka Nugamara. Hahu Yanuka Dishtapa Chamimo. This is a completely different topic. We'll just read a couple lines here. Hahu Yanuka Dishtapa Chamimo. There was a child that it's Machlokes Rishonim over here, whether it was before the bris or after the bris. Both Rashi and Tosfos learn, and the Rambam actually learns, most of the Rishonim learn that the case over here is that it's before the bris occurred. And the problem is that we all know that the Gemara in Shabbos teaches us that if you have, that a baby has a bris, needs hot water in order to rub him down and to clean him. So, of course, once you do the bris, it's sakonas nefashas if you don't wash him down. So, of course, we're going to allow you to bring water on Shabbos or even heat boil the water on Shabbos to, for the sake of the baby, because otherwise sakonas nefashas. That's why most of the Rishonim learn over here the case is that they didn't yet do the bris. But the problem is they can't do the bris if they don't have hot water. And so the Gemara tells us, that his hot water spilled. So now the question is, and how do you get the hot water, how do you carry the hot water to where the baby is? Because otherwise you can't do the bris. So Omar Luhu, Rabba said, bring the hot water from my house. We didn't make an Erev. Okay, I'm not going to worry about it because it's for a bris, it's for the right, so we can do it, we can be mevatel arishos, it's going to be mutter. Omar Leah Abaya, so Abaya says, V'holai Arbinon. How are you bringing it from your house? You don't have an Erev. Omar Leah Nisbach Hashituf. I'm going to rely on the fact that even though in our personal chutzah we didn't make an Erev, however, we made a shutuf mevois, we were all mishtateh to the mavui, and once it's mutter in the mavui, it's also mutter in our chutzah. We're going to get to that area, we're going to get to that halacha later. So amalei haloi shaftina, what are you talking about? We didn't make a shutuf mevois. So that would be a great idea, except that it's not true. So name relay lenachri lay silay. So he said, okay, fine. So let tell a guy to bring the water, and it won't be a problem. Amar Abaye boila suvei v'mar v'loy shavkinan Rav Yosef. Abaye said, I wanted to ask him another question and say that shouldn't be permitted either, except Rav Yosef didn't let me. Why? There's a very important rule. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Kana. Said in the name of Rav Kana, ki avina bei Rav Yehuda. When I was in the yeshiva of Rav Yehuda, I learned. If somebody's going to do something that may be usur, first we ask the question. First we find out whether or not it's mutter, and then we do the then we do based on the psach. Then we do whatever we have to do. The rabbanon, however, if the isur is only an isur the rabbanon of dinan maisa, first we do what we need to do. And then later we ask our kashas, which also explains the gemara that we had earlier. Remember the case for the guy where he came in the middle of Shabbos, they weren't sure whether it was mutter or usur. First they made the erev, right? First they made the erev, and then they went and asked the question because it's only a din de rabbanon. So here also, this is the rule by the rabbanon. If you have to do something, you first, of course, there has to be a reason, not just stop. But if you have to do something, first you do what you need to do, and then afterwards you ask the question. So fine. So he brought the water. They told the guy to bring the water, and they did the bris, and it was everything was okay. Now Lavasa Hachi, after they finished with the Amalei, my boy is last over. He asked him, Lamar, what were you going to ask? Amalei, Titania Hazoi Shvus Amiru Lenachri Shvus. Okay, the we know that a Shvus is also on Shabbos, and where do we see this? We see that you're not allowed to do Hazoi, which is sprinkling from the Paraduma on somebody who's Tamei, or other types of hazos, but let's say in that case, that's a shvus, so it's also derabanan, telling a guy to do something, that's also deraisa, so telling the guy to do it, it's also a shvus, it's also derabanan. So I'll just finish off the kashim of that. Ma hazos shvus, ve'en adoichas a Shabbos, just like hazos is a shvus, and therefore we say you can't do it on Shabbos. Afamir lenachri shvus, ve'en adoichas a Shabbos. So too, telling a guy to do something, it's also a shvus, so it shouldn't be mutter to do that on Shabbos. So he says, okay, so he answered, so his answer was that, yeah, that's talking, by the case of Hazo, you're actually doing something. You're doing an Aveira, Isser Durabonet, so of course we say don't do it. However, by the case of telling the guy to do something, you're not actually doing something. The guy is going to do it. You're just telling him to do it, but the actual Isser is the guy doing it, so therefore we're not going to offer it, and that's why in this case, it's not going to be a problem. It's going to be mutter to tell the guy to bring it for the sake of doing the bris on Shabbos.